Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The demand by this atheist group to remove the Ten Commandments is frivolous. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, in a new $75 million jail recently completed in Itasca County, Minnesota, there has been a backlash by some residents for having a two-story mural of the Ten Commandments in the facility's gym, as well as other motivational statements on faith and government throughout the jail. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is a very atheist organization, frankly presents a lot of misinformation regarding what the law is. That group is pressuring the county administrators to remove the displays, falsely claiming that they violate the First Amendment Establishment Clause. But Holly, there's a major problem with their complaint.
I know, and you're anxious to talk about it, but I just have to mention this in their press release. I found this quite humorous, actually. They demanded the county apologize to its constituents. But first of all, they said, you need to repaint and repent. Of course, this is a mural of the Ten Commandments, as well as some other motivational, Ronald Reagan quotes, a Thomas Jefferson quote. They want them to paint over them, and then repent.
Yeah, repent. You know, that's a religious word, right?
I know. And then they demand that the county officials apologize to the constituents for wasting money on these two paint jobs. But what's really interesting, of course, we pick right up on this. They used the Lemon Test as a defense.
Yeah, so let's get to that in just a few moments. But this Freedom From Religion Foundation, that says everything. Mm-hmm. They're not a free thought organization. They're an anti-Christian organization. They hate Christianity. That's their ultimate objective, is to come against anything that is Christian, any kind of Christian symbol or speech.
Right. And usually every Christmas, we usually encounter them where they're trying to get rid of these nativities on government property, right?
Yeah. And they're headquartered out of Madison, Wisconsin. Annie Gaylord Taylor is one of the co-founders, and they have a very significant anti-Christian agenda. And so, for example, sometimes during their annual conferences, I've seen some of the things that they have done in the past. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that they have done in the past is they take Christian songs, they redo the lyrics and the words of those songs to make it very anti-Christian, just the actual opposite of what those songs are meant to convey. And then they also have these very anti-Christian bumper stickers as well. So it's not just a free thought. It's not just a church and state organization. Its agenda is very anti-Christian. And so here they come in. Mm-hmm. They've got some people. They say they're residents. Sometimes I question that. We put it in there because in our press release, we mention residents. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we have found with this organization is sometimes they say they have a resident, but the person's not a real resident of the area. But
They
conjure up somebody who
so they can have a suit.
Is from some other location in the state or maybe some other state, and they just happen to drive through.
And that happened with one of our nativity scenes in, was it Tennessee or Kentucky?
Yeah,
was it?
We did that. Also, the Ten Commandments as well.
Yeah.
We've had that happen where they say they're a resident, but they're really not.
And, you know, I think it's so sad on one end, Matt, that they are so unwilling to understand how much God loves them and how much he has a plan for them. They run the other way and try to come up with these lawsuits to tear down his word in public displays.
Yeah, so they sent this letter, and they're really, I think, bordering on sanctionable activity, because you can't do this. You can't, as an attorney, you can't cite intentionally to law or cases that are no longer good law, that have been actually overruled. And that's what they're doing. They're pretending as though nothing happened in 2022, but a huge shift happened in 2022. So in their letter sent to county officials, they state to the county that there's religious displays violate the government neutrality, quote, on religion and are unconstitutional. They cite in their letter the now outdated and invalidated cases involving the now overruled lemon test.
Maybe we should send them some information, kind of getting them updated on this.
You know, I know when lemon was overruled by the combination of our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, and the Coach Kennedy case in 2022, that the Freedom From Religion Foundation had a very, very bad summer.
Very, very bad summer.
Because it was the lemon test that they had used that goes back to 1971.
What's that child's book that you have? Alexander had a terribly horrible, awful day.
FFRF had very bad days.
Yeah.
In May with the Shurtleff case and in June with the Coach Kennedy case. Because it was lemon that they had used to distort and to tell county and government officials and school boards that they needed to stop these kinds of actions, whether it's words or plays or displays or symbols, under the lemon test. They would use that outdated, twisted lemon test.
And they really want to scare people, I think, Matt. Scare, oh, you can't have this religious on public property. It's against the law, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's their real tactic, is trying to scare Christians. Like, for example, this sheriff and these county officials, you have got to repaint over this Ten Commandments. You can't repaint.
That's what their words are.
Yeah.
And they use this lemon test. The problem for them is that, you know, the lemon test is dead. Let's say it again, Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's no longer. It's dead.
Right.
You can't use it. It's frivolous. It's sanctionable to argue that that is still the law of the land. The Supreme Court overruled the lemon test in 2022. And in fact, what the Supreme Court said instead of the lemon test, which is no longer good law, they said that they now need to interpret the Supreme Court needs to interpret the Constitution, the First Amendment Establishment Clause, according to its original intent and purpose.
Right. You know, and let's just pray the sheriff, he's right now weighing the decision what to do. Let's pray that he stands strong and does not comply with this, you know, removing this Ten Commandments, as well as a quotation from President Ronald Reagan that reads, "Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face."
Right. And so, you know, in this particular case, we're Liberty Counsel are reaching out to the sheriff and to the people there in the county to set the record straight. Lemon is gone. Lemon is dead. Don't worry about this fictitious ghoul. They can't take it out of the closet and haunt people. That's what Scalia referred to the lemon test, that it's like a ghoul in a late night horror show.
Like a boogeyman kind of thing.
Yeah, they take it out of the closet to haunt people and they stick it back in when they don't need them. It's gone. It's over. The Supreme Court replaced the lemon test with a new test based upon a, quote, historical practices and understandings, close quote, of the First Amendment. Well, you know what? Let's look at the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments predated the First Amendment. The Ten Commandments go back, you know, thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ten Commandments shaped American law and government. We actually have a nice booklet that I wrote when we were very much litigating the Ten Commandments. Every one of the Ten Commandments has been incorporated and adopted as part of American law at some point in our history. And that includes the first four commandments as well toward God.
Much less personally given to Moses by God himself.
And, you know, the Ten Commandments have historically shaped law and government. They actually begin in what's called the Book of Dooms, D-O-O-M-S, which is the first compilation of common law in history that long predates the United States. It begins with the Ten Commandments. Why? Because the Ten Commandments is the foundation of all law, including common law. And that's why you have 50 displays of the Ten Commandments, both in and outside of the U.S. Supreme Court. That's
50,
why the Ten Commandments.
Yeah,
50. It's the most prominent symbol displayed anywhere inside or outside of the United States Supreme Court.
Right. And it's also outside of the Ronald Reagan International Trade Building. So, you know, it's ridiculous that they're asking this important document, which is the foundation of not only our Christian Judeo beliefs, but also law. They're asking to remove that.
Right. And in fact, it's also, and you could go on and on and on with this in terms of where it is, but it's also part of this actual seal of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Right.
And that's the circuit court that sits in San Francisco, California. That is part of their seal to this day. And if you go inside the courtroom and argue, it's part of the seal. If you look at it on their official website, it's part of the seal, the Ten Commandments. Why? Because it's a symbol of law. So what a better place to have this than in a jail, a symbol of law. My goodness, that's a novel idea.
Right. I love it.
Yeah, that's why we want to stand with this jail. And, you know, we have a great opportunity since Lemon is overturned. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org/lemon, lc.org/lemon.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.